So I've just listened to some really interesting audio booths from Solo Bass Steve Lawson talking to Art Business, and I concur with a lot of it. It's really enthused me, especially the idea of play and the idea of democracy in art. And I felt that today, actually. Yesterday had a really weird day, synchronicity-wise. I put it out on Twitter. I was thinking about, I used to be an avid 2000 AD fan back in the day when Carlos Izquierdo was drawing Dread, amongst other people. And I was really disappointed with most of the Judge Dredd film with Stallone, especially him taking the helmet off. And I put it on Twitter. Who would make, if someone was making another Dredd film, who should be in it, etc., etc. Lo and behold, I just looked on Wikipedia and someone is. It's in pre-production in Toronto. And as that happened, I started geeking out and reading the history of Dredd later on in his kind of comic book career. He had his eyes ripped out or something, and they were replaced by bionic eyes. And then I drifted into reading The Hollow Men by T.S. Eliot. So a leap from low to high culture, and it's one of my favourite poems of all time. And I just, incredible language, really stark, bleak, beautiful, like monuments, these pieces of language, huge blocks of thought and culture. And but in that, it was obsessing about eyes as well. So there was a kind of telepathic, synchronous thing going on. And then when I heard that boo from Steve talking to Art Business, it struck me that it's one of my favourite poems of all time. T.S. Eliot was a Christian, and the poem is centred around post-war Europe after the Treaty of Versailles, rooted in Christian thought and allegorical thought, and there are many references to Dante, so another kind of, you know, Christian iconography, a literary iconography. But it's still one of my favourite poems. I'm not a Christian, I'm a practicing Buddhist. I adore language. And The Hollow Men probably means something completely different to me than it did to Eliot and his contemporaries and to so-called serious critics who have the true answer to any piece of literature or poetry. There's no such thing. Multifoliate is a word he uses. He uses words such as, or sentences such as, this is the dead land, this is the cactus land, and they're deserts of language, and they mean to me that they're basically talking to me about connection or lack of it in the modern world, about what can happen to people when they turn inwards, culturally, socially, mentally, and lose their connection to the world, to the earth, to each other. And it has no Christian resonance to me. I would say whatsoever, but as we're all brought up in a Christian, or most of us in this country, brought up of a certain generation with a lot of buried kind of Christian furniture in our heads and our hearts, that's probably not entirely true. But I love that. I approach the poem The Hollow Men, with my own love of words and thought and the importance of art. And although it's a serious poem, because I approach it in that way, it doesn't appear to have that weight. It has the depth, but not the weight. So I don't agonise over it. I don't spend 17 hours a day poring through Dante to try and understand Eliot's allusions, which is probably the worst thing about modernism. But as a piece of poetry and a piece of art, it opens up a democratic channel to advance my life and my head and my thought, and hopefully those people I connect with. So, fantastic boo. Got me thinking. Cheers, Steve. Cheers, Art Business.